Ever since Christopher Guest made Best in Show, I've longed for his troupe to make a movie about competitive birding. It would have been so fun to see what kinds of birders Guest, Levy, Bob Balaban, Parker Posey, Michael Hitchcock, Catherine O'Hara, Michael McKean, John Michael Higgins, and the rest of them came up with. My fantasy movie was never realized, but something even better is in theaters right now in the form of The Big Year. Based on the book by Mark Opmasek, this movie captures the essence of three birders roughly based on three real men who, when they each independently realized that El Niño was likely to produce conditions for an amazing array of rarities to turn up in 1998, set out to see the most species ever recorded in a single year in North America. I'll talk specifically about the movie tomorrow, but first want to provide listeners with a bit of history about what big years are all about. Big years are said to have originated in a roundabout way by Roger Torrey Peterson and British ornithologist James Fisher. Peterson wanted to show off America's fabulous bird life to his friend, and so in April 1953, the two men embarked on a 100-day, 30,000-mile road trip around the continent recounted in the book Wild America. Thanks to that stupendous experience, Peterson tallied a total of 572 species for 1953. But he had not been the first to set a record for the number of species seen in North America in a single year. Guy Emerson, a businessman, timed all his business trips to coincide with ideal times for birding in various areas of the United States. In 1939, he set a personal record of 497. This was the benchmark Peterson set out to beat in 1953 and kept track of throughout his adventure with Fisher, apparently not realizing that in 1952, Bob Smart had already set a new record of 510 species. Peterson beat that record substantially, but his 572 only stood for 3 years. In 1956, a 25-year-old Englishman named Stuart Keith followed Peterson and Fisher's route and tallied 598. This record stood for 15 years. In 1969, the American Birding Association was born. Its inaugural edition of Birding Magazine set ground rules for competitive birding in North America, defining the official ABA area as the 49 continental states and Canada, excluding Baja California, which Peterson and Fisher had spent time in. In 1971, 18-year-old Ted Parker, in his last year of high school, managed to get 626 species all within the ABA area, which he announced in the 1972 issue of Birding. That was like throwing down a gauntlet. In 1973, two different birders broke his record. Floyd Murdoch got 669 in the ABA area. Ken Kaufman got a total of 671, but his number included five species seen only in Baja California. His ABA area list was 666. Kaufman recounted the adventure in an extraordinary book, Kingbird Highway, which is as much a coming-of-age memoir as a birding adventure book. Murdoch's ABA area record was broken by James Vardaman, who saw 699 in 1979. That record was toppled 4 years later by former Duluth doctor Benton Bassham, who tallied 710 in 1983, including a boreal owl along the Gunflint Trail. Bassham had asked Kim Eckert to take him to see one, and Kim invited me and a couple of other lucky birders along. I'll never forget that night. Northern lights were streaming, and American woodcock was alighting on the road right near us during interludes in a sky dance, and boreal owl calls rang out, a thrilling sound for all of us, filling me with the kind of joy Bassham must have felt when he topped 700. In 1987, Sandy Comito broke that record with 721. He broke his own record with 745 in 1998, a record that still stands, and the feat recounted in Opmasek's book, The Big Year. Tomorrow, I'll talk about the movie. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.